Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Lars Poulsen. He's the owner at Risa Logistics, based in Denmark. First and foremost, Lars, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you, Bo. Thanks for having me.
No problem. We always support companies who start a fresh career, so to speak. One of my first questions to you, of course, as I put to all my interviewees, what is your background, Lars? Why are you not working in a bank or on a sailing ship? Or why are you in logistics in the first place?
I would say that if we go a little bit way back, my background comes from the sea. So I'm a former fisherman from the northern part of Denmark. And so the sea has always been my go-to area. However, I figured out that I was missing the people, you know, talking to people, negotiating people. That was the reason I went to shore again. And then I had to figure out what was the best combination between the sea and people interactions. And that was shipping for me. So basically where I was placed correctly, I would say. And I've tried before and worked with the standard 9-to-5, you know, but it doesn't work for me. So the logistics is the best way for me to go because, you know, you have all the ingredients to make the good cake, but you have to work everything together to make it perfect, right? So that's what gets me going.
I like that explanation, Lars, very much. It's very much out of my own textbook here. People ask what we do in shipping, and the people interaction, the dealing, putting a package together, sea, air, land, road, rail. Yeah, I agree with you. It's that's what keeps us alive. Tell me, when did you consider to start Risa Logistics? What gave you that idea to be a boss yourself and to be the owner?
To put in a little bit more of the background is that I started in the shipping industry, working with agents, stevedoring companies, port handlers, customs, you know, all the things together for both sea and rail, road, air for that sake. So after that, I went to the other table too. So I went to the cargo owner side, where I, instead of selling freight, I bought freight, which has the perfect synergy for me also where I worked. And after that, 2 months ago, basically when I founded the Risa Logistics, I figured out that a lot of people like that knowledge or can use that knowledge because I have both legs in two different ponds. So that is why I decided to found Risa Logistics, to be the personal trusted partner that I always wanted to have when I work with the cargo owners. Because what I would like as a cargo owner is on point service, 24-hour, and not come in and you know, get another person in contact every day, which can just, you know, slow down the process, optimizations.
Yeah.
So that is why I founded Risa Logistics, to be that.
Okay. And I must say, you have certainly, if anyone, the right skills to do it, because you were on the cargo owner's side before, and it takes one to know one. So that sounds like a good decision. And also what you say about many companies are now so big that you have different people to talk to, if you even can get hold of somebody and not a call center in India, right? So
exactly.
What is your focus in Risa? Is it, would you say it's all kinds of forwarding that comes along, or do you specialize in any particular field?
I specialize, however, in multimodal freight services based on project cargo, but also overdimensional high and heavy
Okay.
units, machinery, and steel constructions for sure. Giving the background from one of the largest crane companies in the world, I have done both heavy lift and project cargo on a daily basis on five different continents. So that is
Wow.
for sure what I like to put down the puzzles so everything works. I would say I'm not the person to call, to be honest, to call for grain cargo. That is not me.
No.
There's plenty of people who that is much better than me to do so. So needs project cargo. That's me,
Yeah.
because I've been more on the quayside and on the vessels than I've been in the offices. But I also have the education and background to fix the vessels and fix the CMR road transport contracts and customs handling and everything. But then I can also execute because I know how to handle the cargo physically, which I find is a niche thing to have.
Absolutely. And so if I say lifting points, then you know what I mean.
If you talk about all the manufacturing cranes, yes, then I know the lifting points
Yes.
for most of them at least, right?
Yes, exactly. Now, but it's just if you ask a normally educated one in logistics today who look into a computer and push a button, if you say lifting points to them, they don't know what it is. So you
Lifting
certainly, yeah, lifting
points,
points.
lifting points, and handling instructions and lashing points and
Yeah.
non-steel to steel and all that. That's
Exactly.
the main topics,
Ex
of the big stuff.
exactly. Exactly. So right now you have experience from around the world. How is your feeling about with the new company Resale Logistics? How do you go about making sure it's known? I mean, you have to tell the world that now you are independent, you are running your own show. How do you go about, of course, besides this interview, how do you go about making sure that people know you?
Naturally, what I start with is approaching my friends and partners and previous suppliers, or what I call partners,
Yeah.
and also previous customers. How you do it so well, gathering the network and telling the news, and hopefully get some backup. And for sure, I have and. That is why I wanted to be the main marketing is the mouth to mouth, because what I hope and trust is that they see what Reese's and also my own vision is to be the trusted and empowering business partner to achieve the seamless logistics processes in the cargo owners. That is why I hope. Of course, I will back it up with some marketing afterwards, but I trust and rely on the mouth to mouth, because I've worked with companies who succeeded on the same. So that is what I hope to do.
Now, you're absolutely right. The best recommendation is always, I tested this guy, he did well, and then it goes further and further, like rings in the water. Anyone can have a fancy website and a beautiful leaflet, but it doesn't mean that they are capable. So I agree with you. The name Risa Logistics, is there a reason for the name Risa? Can you tell us that?
Yes, Risa is short for R, and RI is my wife, Rikke,
Ah, right.
and SA is for my newborn daughter, Rosa. So
Ah, nice.
RISA, yes, of course.
Ah, that's very good. It makes you feel proud to represent Risa, certainly.
Exactly.
Where are you based in? Well, it doesn't matter nowadays where one is based, but where are you physically based in Denmark?
Yes, I'm based in Northern Jutland, in the city of Aalborg,
Ah,
where
Aalborg.
I also
Okay.
live.
Okay. Right. No, that's I was educated in Aarhus, so yeah, Denmark is not so big, so we are almost neighbors, I can say. That's really interesting, Lars. I think it's especially with cranes and the experience you have there from five continents, that's something that many customers need nowadays, because I can feel that there's a backlash. Many, as I said, many big companies, they look into their computer, they only do what the system tell them. They cannot think out of the box. But you are the guy that, for example, if I have a 60-ton heavy lift from Aalborg to Ho Chi Minh, and it needs trucking from the factory, you know how to do it. You can pick it up. You can make sure it's transported without incidents, isn't it?
Yeah, for door to door is you know my main area of service, because many people wants the ex works Incoterms, right? So that is where you have to adapt, and what they normally experience is that maybe one supplier will do the pre-carriage, one supplier will do the shipping, third supplier will do the port handling, and so on the other end. It complicates things. Also, if you have too many cooks in the kitchen, the earlier mentioned cake will be a little bit salty sometimes.
definitely. Too many, as they say, too many cooks spoil the food. That's a good old saying, and it still rings true. How do you see the market coming to the end here? How do you see the market for yourself? You feel it's a strong market that you are opening your company in, or how do you feel coming out of Corona? You feel there's good potential for you in 2024.
I feel the market is a little bit complicated for the cargo owners, and that is also maybe that's a good timing for me to open up, because when the market is complicated, even if it's a cargo market or owner market, it doesn't really matter. When it's complicated, then there is customers who needs the help, I would say.
And you would also, let's say I'm a freight forwarder sitting in Vietnam or Singapore or somewhere. You would also be able to service a customer, even if it's another freight forwarder, wouldn't you? I mean, somebody who needs help in Denmark or wherever, you would
Course.
be able to help them, right?
That is exactly why I wanted to be an independent company, because a few people have asked if they could partner up with me and all that, and I would say it's better for me to be independent, because then I can work without any compliance issues with, like you say, other forwarders. Because they don't have to figure out if I'm owned by a third party company or whatever that they cannot support due to competitions or whatever. So yeah, for sure. And I also do that, helping, for example, as you say, Asian based forwarders with some origin terminal handling cost in Europe, because it's just easier for them, both for the time difference, but also for the rates they get. It's something else when you get rates from a European agent, as I call myself, for doing that, because then I can help them. I don't need to be involved in their customer setup. You know, they can just ask me to do a piece of their scope and just file that on. I don't have to be involved with the customer relations.
No, I fully understand you. So in a way, you service the forwarders, you can serve the cargo owner directly if they so please. You are open to anyone, and you will treat everyone neutrally. And if anyone comes to you with business, you will treat them as a direct customer to yourself.
Exactly. That's the way I want it to be as well. You know, we live in a world where people are afraid to get customers stealed or whatever. But if you treat your customers right and also use external forwarders to make the seamless process for them, then I trust the customers will be loyal to you, right?
No,
And
no,
work
I
together with competitors.
fully, fully, fully agree. Fully agree. Yeah, you know, we have seen in the market some ship owners, they want to be forwarders, they want to do everything door to door. They claim they can do everything door to door, but I think the role of the freight forwarder is very important. We are neutral and we treat everybody with respect and without arrogance, compared to some of the ship owners who want to be the jack of all trades, you know.
Yeah, it can be difficult, at least. Yeah, for
Yes,
sure.
exactly. Let's hope it continues to be difficult for them. Very good, Lars. I want to say it's been very nice to talk to you, and I always applaud when somebody takes the plunge, take a new initiative, start up something new without being afraid or afraid of their own shadow, but just go for it with solid experience. So you're certainly one of them. Formally, thank you very much, Lars, for this interview.
Thank you, Bo. Take care, right?
You are most welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Lars Paulsen, the owner at Risa Logistics in Denmark, experienced veteran with many years of hands-on in five continents with cranes, heavy lifts, and whatnot. So do contact him if you need any help in Denmark or parts of Europe where he has excellent contacts. So for me, Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.